Now we will come, we are continuing the quality management in healthcare. Now we will see chapter 13, role of hospitals in combating COVID-19 pandemic. COVID-19 pandemic is one of the important events which occurred in our lives. And this particular COVID-19 pandemic made a lot of difference in most of the people's lives. And this particular pandemic we never expected. And this had a totally different paradigm effect on the healthcare. And especially when we consider the hospitals, they galvanized into action. And it was a very important step of all the hospitals, how they combated this COVID-19 pandemic. So we are now going to see what is actually the roles of these hospitals, how they improvised, how they escalated their efforts. And even now also, there are waves of COVID which are coming, and in the future to come also, it is very, very important that healthcare will be in a very demanding situation, and we have to take care ourselves as well. Hospitals all around the world play an essential role in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. We are in 22 right now, but we are still suffering, or we have not forgotten the problems of the COVID-19 pandemic. And that is why we are going to see COVID-19 as a public health emergency. Not only has posed an extreme clinical challenge to the hospitals, but also organization and managerial ones. You can go back to your, you know, experiences in COVID-19. Especially there were situations where there were lots and lots and lots of patients, but the people were afraid to come out. The people and social distancing was one of the important parts. Today, before COVID-19, everybody used to embrace, everybody used to pat each other, be very close to each other. And in healthcare, that is the most important thing. If you are not in close association with your patients, how are you going to treat them? For treating, why treating? For diagnosing a patient also, we have to use a stethoscope and be near to the patient. We have to touch the patient. We have to palpate the patient. Actually, inspection, palpation, and auscultation are the three important activities that a doctor does in treating a patient. And you are, because of this COVID-19 and the social distancing, inspection and palpation were, from a very close-knit, close distance. And palpation was out of the whole gambit of medical examination. So that was another challenge for these hospitals. Hospitals had to adapt their operational procedures, processes to maintain the regular service provision as well as to meet the pandemic's new surging demands. See, hospitals were always working normally, like the way they used to work. When I go a little bit before the pandemic era, the hospitals were very simple. It was, working offline, everybody was coming. You had a problem, there was a patient, you had to go to hospital, there were different departments. You could easily go from one department to other. You can go to the OPD of the patient, OPD of the doctor. He would prescribe, he would, examine you. And then there were lots and lots of patients sitting. He would examine you, he would send you to different X-ray, lab investigations within the hospital, outside the hospitals. Patient could easily and freely go and come back. No problem. At times there were crowd, but fine. That was accepted part and parcel of our medical practice or the hospital practice. But after COVID-19, there was a paradigm shift. Social distancing, you remain 1 feet away from people. Doctors, they wear masks, everybody wear masks now. It was very, very difficult, and this was a total paradigm shift. When we were not dreaming, patients, even normal people when moving, never thought of wearing masks. But after COVID-19, everybody had to wear the mask. So there was a lot of demand which came up. This global public health crisis has required hospitals to respond to a growing volume of infected patients in a short period. Despite lack of resources, including the availability of personal protective equipment, PPE, mechanical ventilation, medication, and personnel. Yes, unfortunately, because of this pandemic, what happened was this pandemic spread like wildfire, and to not only India, also to different parts of the world. China, US, Europe, everywhere, you name the country, the pandemic was there. So it was not India's problem or US problem or China problem. It was everybody's problem, and people were foxed as they did not know what to do. Okay, pandemic started, fine. Then because of this pandemic, social distancing and wearing the personal protective equipment was necessary. So demand of COVID hospitals rose up immediately. And COVID hospitals, COVID centers were, started coming up. And then it was from a government's perspective also, they told that never move out only if it is necessary. Suddenly all the businesses came to halt. When the whole problem was on the business, your movement to outside was also reduced. Obviously, the hospitals were the first things to be affected. And the problem was of the patients. When they reached the hospitals, there was no people to check them as well. No people, no medical people to even check them or treat them. Okay, in hospitals, we only don't require the medicines or the people. We also require the equipment. Now, these mechanical ventilators, these are used for the to treat the patients when they cannot breathe on their own. And this is the terminal stage of any illness. So in this situation also, mechanical ventilators were reduced. And then because of COVID, if there was the COVID situation which was there, you had to first do the PCT test of the COVID, the first test of the COVID. And then if you are positive, then you have to get admitted, and then you have to do the 14 days of remaining alone and quarantine. So all these things started coming as a protocol, which we never dreamt of. If a person was emergency, let us say there's a person having cardiac attack, okay, and unfortunately that patient was diagnosed of COVID, he had to kept in quarantine. A cardiac patient has to be attended immediately, but because of COVID, the whole protocol changed, and there was a different demand of quarantining him. So it was a huge challenge for the doctors, for the hospital staff to actually address all these patients. Protection of visitors from COVID-19 infection. A very interesting situation. In hospitals, you would have patients and you will have visitors coming and seeing them. Initially, when in the pre-COVID era, there was no problem of all these visitors and no checking needed. But after the COVID, visitors were also to be checked. New visitor management tasks during the pandemic included asking the visitors to sanitize their hands by using the sanitization equipment available there at the entry point, taking their temperature, screening the visitors for coronavirus symptoms by asking them if they had exhibited any symptoms or had traveled to any hotspots recently. See, this was a totally different area, because visitors, when they come to visit a patient, they were not in that mental, they are never in the mental frame of the mind, because their patients, that near and dear ones, are in the hospital. But all these things had to be carried out, irrespective of whether your patient is a serious case or not serious case in and admitted in the hospital. Why? Because of this pandemic, it was a chance that an incoming visitor would also bring some infection, and it would be dangerous to the hospital or the patients inside the hospital. So each and everyone was eyeing each and every other person with distrust, and whether he is a coronavirus person, and what were the principles, what were the visitor management tasks? Sanitization of the hands. In our small, when we were small children, when we were small, you know, people used to tell us, or our parents used to tell us, you know, wash your hands every time. We never knew that this particular sentence had so much great meaning when we were facing the COVID-19 pandemic. And yes, sanitization of hands is a very, very important thing. And they had to. Taking the temperature. Every time the patient, the visitor comes to the hospital, they were screened for their temperatures. Whether the temperature is high. If it is high, they would not allow, they would not be allowed inside. Screening visitors for coronavirus symptoms, if they have been to any hotspots. There were always, you know, government used to tell us, this is a hot, this is a red spot for, you know, this is a yellow zone, this is green zone, this is red zone for coronavirus, and, you know, curfew will be over there, so you should not move. Every time there were new and new, you know, all these news used to come. Our government also, they used to identify on the basis of the prevalence of the coronavirus that this is a hotspot, and XYZ is a hotspot, maybe Bombay is a hotspot, Thane is a hotspot, or maybe Amravati is a hotspot, you know, where there is more coronavirus. And then there were a lot of, you know, instructions to the residents over there not to move, and, you know, you have to move only in the secure time zones, etc., etc. New visitor management tasks during the pandemic also included carrying out disease prevention initiatives, such as distributing masks to the visitors, making sure visitors all agree to a policy that dictates social and physical distancing. So everybody who was visiting the hospital had to follow these particular guidelines. The hospital distributed masks to the visitors so that they have the masks and then only they enter the premises. New visitor management also, you know, different tasks included modifying the lobby to keep visitors for enough apart while they are waiting. So not only that, because what happens, it's a normal tendency of a human person. When you actually enter a hospital, you know, you are in a lift. Okay, so let's say one scenario when you are visiting a patient as a visitor. So obviously, the visitor timings are, say, 4 to 6 or, you know, few. Because in the hospital, 24 hours, it is never open for the visitors. And we all know that. Hospitals initiate passes to the visitors. So they will come in a specific stipulated time to visit the patients. Now, when they will come in the specific time, everybody, if the footfall of the visitors is more in that, say 4 to 6 p.m., then there will be a lot of crowd of visitors. And especially in the lifts, you know, there is a long, you know, queue, and then everybody rushes inside. And then they are very close to each other. So, number of people in a lift also reduced. The security, the person, the lift man who, you know, moves the lift up and down, they were also told that, you know, you have to ensure that there is a social distancing, and you should not have more crowd in the lift. Sanitizing shared surfaces in the lobby and making sure hand sanitizer is on hand and used regularly. People were using hand sanitizer in their purses, in their, you know, bags, everywhere. And sanitizing sign-in equipment. So actually, if you are using a sign-in equipment also, like for example, if you are using, say, your card, swipe and go inside, in the doors, handle. So there also you have to sanitize that particular handle and go inside. So all this care, everybody started taking lot and lots and lots of care. So these were totally different things. People never thought that, you know, the visitors had to do all these things. Visitors normally who come are normal people. They are not suffering from any disease. But because of COVID-19, they had to follow this protocol. Keeping records of compliance with local pandemic-related health regulators by, for example, tracking each visitor to keep a record of how many people are in the workplace or at a given time. And actually, the government also started, you know, tracking the people who are coronavirus, especially people who came from outside geography, especially people who traveled internationally. At times, the air transport was also stopped. At times, there were passes, there were actually apps which provided passes to have, you know, transit from one part to another part, even in Maharashtra, even outside Maharashtra, even state-wise transport also, they had to have a clearance. You had to have a negative COVID-19 test and then only move. You have to have a certificate that you have taken the vaccine. Vaccine came. So before the vaccine, there were a lot of issues. You have to take the test, but slowly the vaccine came. You had to take the vaccine and then you have to have the certificate. Even today also, you go in public places, they will always ask for a certificate. And today you have to have that booster dose as well. So if you have a booster dose, you know that people know that you are vaccinated. So lot of these tracks were important. People made frequent, municipalities or the government, they made frequent calls to all these corona positives. So all the labs, they were connected to the government agencies. They were connected to the regulatory agencies. And then they were also connected to the quarantine hotels. You know, there were hotels for quarantine. Keeping records of when employees and visitors came and left the workplace each day in case the data was needed for contract tracking purposes later. So tracking became very, very important of all the premises. When a particular person is coming, when he is going. Of course, this is very important. But it was with a different background. Now this tracking came with a different background. That was COVID-19. You can use visitor frequency data to plan front desk staffing and lobby space. Actually, this was, you know, you started predictive analytics. Okay, for a particular, within say 4 to 6, you know, when is the visitor, how is the visitor frequency? Is it more from 4:30 to 5? Or is it little more from 5 to 5:30? Which department have more visitors in which time? So all this data, they started analyzing. People started analyzing. And accordingly, they started planning front desk staffing activities. And tracing visits may also eventually serve as evidence against fraudulent legal claims against your organization. So a lot of tracking happened. A lot of interesting things happened. No. Another part is protection of employees from COVID-19 infection. Of course, COVID-19 spread like wildfire, and more worried were the organizations who had employees, because these employees were normal and they were subject to all these COVID-19 infections. So they had to be very, very, very careful about their employees. All employees should be medically examined once a year for blood and sugar test. While at work, sanitizing, washing hands, wearing masks, and keeping social distance and following all the COVID rules is a must. And this is very, very important. Blood and sugar test, everybody had to do. Because we understood one thing, that certain things, all the employees who had diabetes, maybe those people who had some test or some problem areas, already suffering from some diseases, they were easy prey, or they would have been an easy prey for the COVID-19 situation. And while at work, sanitizing, washing hands, wearing masks, which was very, very important. Rapid antigen test should be conducted for all the employees frequently, and the employees found COVID positive should be asked to take leave. It was very important thing to be done, because the organization had to find out which of their employees were COVID-19 positive, and that is why everybody had to go through rapid antigen tests. If anyone has symptoms like fever, dry cough, RT-PCR test should be conducted immediately. And if the employee is found to be COVID positive, he should be asked to quarantine himself. This was one of the very important steps of quarantining and the telling the employee to remain away or take a leave, forcible leave, because of COVID. Of course, this entire mattered a lot on the working of that particular organization, but they had to take care. And today the employees who were suffering from COVID-19, they had to undergo a quarantine and compulsory leave. Get healthcare personnel vaccinated against COVID-19 to ensure that health and safety of essential workforce or protect the healthcare capacity. So each organization, they had their own medical doctors, right? So they were also, these medical healthcare professionals were also vaccinated against COVID-19. Because if they are not vaccinated against COVID-19, if they are a carrier of COVID-19 and they will be in contact with so many patients, so they will only spread the disease. Hence, this was very, very important. Screen patients and visitors for fever, respiratory systems, or other symptoms before entering your healthcare facility. This was very important. You had to screen all the employees and all the patients and visitors for all these COVID-19. Because in case, if your incoming visitors are the patients, then there will be a problem. And that is why this particular topic was very, very much accentuated and pushed by the governments also. Even many government hospitals, they had all these screening activities done. Even private hospitals had the screening activities done. When the vaccine came, of course, this was covered by the vaccine. So, but then everybody had to go to that organization and get themselves vaccinated. Ensure proper use of personal protection equipment. It was a situation where personal protection equipment at some times were not available. But still, the doctors, they tried to manage the show. The healthcare professionals, they tried to manage the show, even having less equipment protective, not that much quality PPEs, kits which were there. So this was very, very important. And especially, who were the people, who were the doctors who were using this? Those doctors who had the chances to come closer to the possible patients, especially the operation theatres. The operation theatres doctors, surgeons, orthopedic surgeons, they were all wearing the difficult, you know, that PPE kit and operating the patients along with the PPE kit to avoid the transmission of COVID. Conduct an inventory of available PPE. Consider conducting an inventory of available PPE supplies. Explore strategies to optimize PPE supplies. Because the situation was so drastic that many people, since it was a pandemic, it was hitting rural, urban areas everywhere. We know in India, the situation of healthcare is not so great in the rural hospitals, in rural villages. In rural areas, basic, you know, tertiary hospitals are very less. We still live in this era of primary healthcare, where only one doctor is available, or maybe the doctor is available for a very small time interval. And, you know, all these high medicines, or maybe high level hospitals, or having infrastructure, better infrastructure, all the different facilities like lab, X-ray, CT scan, MRI, or maybe different equipment, surgical OTs or gynec OTs are not available. So we still live in that era. If you go to Chandrapur, Mokhada and all those, you know, those areas, or maybe if you go to, you know, very still peripheral areas, in different, you know, Adivasi areas, there also basic infrastructure is absent. In this situation, the challenge was to provide the PPE equipments. And at that time, many good people donated some funds for getting this PPE equipment created, because they had to be manufactured somewhere. Somebody has to manufacture them. In order to, for the healthcare people to have them, they should be manufactured. So people tried to put funds, government tried to put funds into all these things. Municipality tried to put funds in all these things. And they created all these healthcare PPEs, equipments. Removing the front desk from the lobby in many offices can provide more sitting space for the people who need to wait for an appointment, which can fulfill social distancing requirement. See, one of the important parts for social distancing, we never thought of social distancing till COVID-19 came. Those people who have visited different countries, developed countries like Europe, United States, or maybe in London, or in maybe Dubai or somewhere like that, they know when they are in a line, there is some marking that you don't have to go towards that, you know, you have to have distance between the other person and you. If you are in front of a ticket counter, if you are in front of, say, some kind of, you know, window. So you maintain distance. People maintain distance everywhere. They don't crowd. But in India, we do not. We still crowd. We still crowd, and we still, you know, don't have that social distance norms. We didn't had, actually. But after COVID, this became a compulsory, mandatory activity to maintain social distance. For the people who were in outside, in the US or in the Europe or in any other different country, they were already practicing social distancing. They were already having some distance. Of course, it increased over there as well. But in India, it was a challenge for people to actually go through, understand why social distancing is required, and why that mask is required, and why there should be no crowd, less crowd. All these things were totally a paradigm shift of thinking of the Indian public. And that is why it was a huge challenge for people to understand, for people to actually tell that this is a mandatory part. Sitting away from front desk can be beneficial for administrators too. Typically consider a hospital setup. When you have, you know, in the lobby when you came, you always know when you enter any hospital, you know that there is an information center over there. This is a front desk office. But because of COVID, what happened? People started removing unnecessary, chairs, unnecessary places. And that was one of the important, you know, parts. They started freeing up space so that more people, people can come, but, you know, they could maintain also. So all these things kind of, removing unnecessary architecture within the hospital, okay, freeing up the space, becoming very smart. That, or lean, I would say, was the mantra of this COVID-19. Visitors can check in remotely. Yes, that was one of the very, very important technique that built up slowly. Because if you are not, if there is a limitation of your meeting people, online discussions, online remote, check-in remote possible way, using the apps, using technology, was one of the important parts of the hospital setup. So visitors could check in remotely using a visitor check-in app like the receptionist. And actually, most of the people found it very simple. Because sometimes, and we all know, if you want to take one appointment in any busy hospital, you sit in front of the phone, you start phoning up, you will spend half an hour before you get hold of some receptionist over there. Because either the receptionist will be busy or he or she will not be at the place. So either the phone will ring for continuously for some time or the phone will have a busy tone. But for the app, it was very simple. You have internet at your disposal. You have Wi-Fi at your disposal. You have app on the phone. You just have to open the app, you just have to navigate the app, and you just have to schedule your appointment. Very simple procedure. And appointment, you can easily see which slot you are getting. Compared to, let us come to the pre-COVID era when you are phoning up a receptionist. Half an hour going or 45 minutes going in, finding out the receptionist. Then you are telling them that, okay, I want to book an appointment. Then the receptionist will start, she will have a brief mum period of say 15-20 minutes. She will start searching the directories of that doctor to find out his slot or her slot. And then after 1 or 2 hours, after negotiating, you get some time. So instead of this whole 1-1.5 hours, you can get your appointment in 15 minutes, in 5-10 minutes on the app. If your internet is high speed, you just finish off all these activity, you get appointment within say minutes. And this was one of the important technology, aspects which completely modified the whole visitors activity part. Protection of patients from COVID-19 infection. How are patients protected? Separate the patients with fever, respiratory symptoms, or other symptoms so they are not waiting among other patients seeking care. Identify a separate, well-ventilated space that allows waiting patients and visitors to be separated. Very, very important aspect of the patients, because we have to, as from a hospital perspective, we had to separate the patients with fever, respiratory symptoms or other symptoms because they were not waiting amongst the other patients. So these patients, why these patients were shifted? Because COVID-19, the chances, the symptoms of COVID was fever and sore throat. And those people were at a high risk of developing COVID. So even though when such patients came, automatically the attention of the healthcare personnel used to be higher for such patients. They were shifted away from the normal patients. Like for example, let us say there are two patients coming. One patient is of diabetes, but one patient, the other patient is of, say, diabetes and he is coughing and he has got fever, high grade fever. Immediately, the doubt was of his COVID-19 was more. So in this way, we had to separate. So the actions would be separate for all these patients. Because once the COVID-19 patient was identified, then the procedure was different. Quarantining and, you know, keeping him away was the name of the game. Get vaccinated against COVID-19 and maintain other prevention measures for you and your patients. Vaccine was one of the important milestones that the healthcare professional achieved in this whole COVID-19 pandemic. And once the vaccine was out in the market, it was mandatory. Government also had a free vaccine drive and they vaccinated everybody. All the people were vaccinated and they maintained the other prevention measures for the COVID patients. Consider the strategies to prevent patients who can be cared for at home from coming to your facility, potentially exposing themselves or others to germs. See, as far as possible, when online things were there, so the home delivery practice increased. Today, different people have to go to lab for their tests. For COVID-19 patients, the laboratory personnel started coming to the patients for investigations. For minor, you know, some kind of physiotherapy or, you know, whatever. Healthcare people started coming to the patient's premises. And a different kind of healthcare activity ensued. Even the labs also were very, very prompt laboratory staffs. They started having all the equipments. They come with a bag with all the equipments inside. They go to the patients, they extract the blood, they do bedside procedures. So those procedures which were bedside were done at the bedside. And therefore, a remote, as far as patient to be kept at remote was more and more, this concept became more and more popular. Bedside procedures became popular. Thank you.